How about that guy who crossed the bridge like three times before it collapsed?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Amazing.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We were talking about this earlier. A guy was driving to his girlfriend's house, crossed that Francis Scott Key Bridge, driving to her house.
Yeah.
Having an argument with her. He gets to the house. She's like, meh.
Goes back home.
He goes back home, back over the bridge.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, I feel bad. Let me drive back.
You turn. Back on the bridge. Right. Just round and round.
Yeah, you got to do all the sound effects. What kind of car is that? Sounds like a Jetsons car.
Became a Charger at the end.
Right.
Yes, yeah, right. Then.
Right. Well, no, he drives to the girlfriend's house.
Walks up. Hello. Hi, honey. Get out of here.
Yeah. I feel guilty. He's like, I feel guilty.
Right.
And we shouldn't argue.
Right. She said, no, get out of here.
No, get out of here.
Right. Damn it. There he goes again. Run bridge.
The third time he goes over it, right after he goes over it, it collapses.
Right.
That's a final destination moment.
Yes, it is. That could have been you.
It could have been. You know, then she started texting him frantically, like, are you alive?
Right. He should have left it alone for a while.
Yeah.
And been like, I'm going to make you wait for an hour now for all this crap.
Right. Have you ever had one of those moments where, you know, if not for timing, you would not be here?
Yes. I was supposed to go out my friends partying one night, and I sat in the car, before I left, my mom's like, don't go. I got a barely bad feeling. Don't
go. That's amazing.
Don't go. And my mom says,
I get chills when I hear these
stories. My mom says, don't go.
You don't go.
I don't go. So I didn't go. My friend's like, come on, man. I'm like, no, I'm going to stay home. Didn't go. They went out. On the way home, huge, huge accident where I sit in the car was gone. Completely gone.
I mean, chills.
That part of the car was gone. Gone. Ripped right off the car.
Yeah.
And that would have been me. I was like my 19, 20 years old.
My God.
Yep.
Just think about what that would have meant for the flip-flop world.
Seriously, right? Seriously.
I think they would have been out of business by now.
Right. That was actually just pre-flip-flop. Fascination, yeah.
The flip-flop people would have never sold those flip-flops.
Never. I would have known, but you know, the old Akais, the Tevas, the
hot dogs and wieners that you have, like watching Bear Jackson.
Exactly. None of martini sales. Forget about olives. They'd be out growing everywhere.
Forget it.
Yep. All because
Flubbles would have never been invented.
Never would have. Right. That part, I wish.
Yeah, I had one. I've told it a few times on the air, but I was supposed to DJ the Team Incorporated Christmas party in Derby on the third floor of the River Restaurant.
Yeah.
And I always like to go early, set up, go home, shower, come in my suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, can wear leggings, stuff up three flights of stairs.
Yeah, nice and fresh.
So I call River Restaurant. And the lady picks up the phone, and you could tell it's madness in the back. It's the Christmas season.
Yeah.
You could tell there's madness in the background, but she was just so in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
It's like, do you mind if I come and set up early? She's like, not at all. We're ready for you. Come on over.
Nice.
I'm like, okay. So I say to my stepbrother, hey, let's go and set this up now. He says, let me work out first. Now, every time he has said that to me, I said, no, let's just go, and then we'll come back, and then you can work out.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't say it, and as I'm standing there, kind of like you, like your mother had that feeling?
Yeah.
I'm standing there, I'm like, I don't know why I'm not saying, let's just go now. I don't know why I'm not saying it.
Right.
I sat down, whatever, he worked out, we go, I'm driving into town. My father was the security guard at Connecticut National Bank. He comes running over, he goes, hey, I don't think you're playing tonight. There's a big fire over at River Restaurant. I'm like, okay, Dad. So I drive down. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's probably a kitchen fire overreaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the street's closed. I can't cross the bridge. I'm like, ooh, pretty serious. I drive down Howe Avenue. I come up over Route 8, and I could see right across the water, and I could see the River Restaurant building.
Yeah.
And there are flames coming out of every window.
Wow.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, where would we be right over there? And just as I located where we would have been, the building collapsed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I just wanted to vomit. And it turns out that lady that I spoke to died. She was one of six people who died in the explosion. It was a gas leak in the building.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But it was one of those final destination moments.
Yeah. Wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
It was very weird. Very weird.
It's got goosebumps.
Yeah. There was the whole first floor, when the building exploded, the first floor where the bar was, dropped down into the basement.
Oh.
So the people that were in the bar that survived had to climb out through a window that was, there was like a foot gap between the top of the window and the sidewalk of Main Street in Derby, and they had to climb, like slither out.
To get out.
Because the whole building just dropped the floor.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. That was a final destination moment.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. How about you, Ruth? Besides seeing ghosts at bowling alleys.
Playing with dolls.
Once I was driving on the Merritt, and there was like a piece of debris in the road, and I tried to swerve around it, and I was going very, you know, I was going fast enough where I kind of lost control of the car, and it did a full 360. And,
ooh.
Yeah, and it was one of those moments where everything was in slow motion, and I'm like, oh, this is it. This is it. Exactly.
This is Ruth in slow motion now. Oh, I see what you're doing. The high voice.
In slow motion, it would go a little bit lower. So
you
like,
spit me right back.
This is a very scary moment.
Tree, guardrail, tree, guardrail, tree, guardrail, tree, guardrail.
Somehow managed to go all the way around and come to a complete stop. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for like, boom, I'm waiting for that big impact. And just that, it was like the world just stopped. Everyone around stopped. I was like, just looked around like, I'm okay. Everybody's okay. It was bizarre.
That's wild.
It was like time. It was like. Yeah, it was like I did a timeout and everything just stopped.
And then you heard, hi, Ruth.
We were talking about that guy who crossed the bridge three times, near-death experience. Matt in Bristol, you have one?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, my brother?
Not much. So, all right, so I was like 22, maybe 23. I had I played death metal, and we were having band practice.
What do you play?
A little much. I play guitar and I do vocals.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm looking for a drummer, actually. Looking for a drummer right now, if anyone's listening. Anyway.
Do you have any videos on YouTube?
Yeah. If you look up Alcoholicost at Cherry Street Station.
The best name ever.
Alcoholicost.
Alcoholicost?
That's the best name ever.
All right, Justin, can you look up Alcoholicost?
You have a T-shirt, I want one.
Please don't ask me how to spell that.
Alcoholicost.
At Cherry Street Station. See, there's a newer singer after I left the band, so you might find that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, so anyway, we'll get off that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm at band practice. I went out to go take a leak, and obviously we were drinking and everything.
Of course. Alcoholicost.
My buddy, I'm not going to mention his name, my other guitarist, was welding a chainsaw for some reason out of drunkenness. He started it and everything. I ended up walking in the door, and if I walked in literally like maybe 5 seconds earlier, I would have gotten chopped in half.
Oh.
I walked in the door, and as he's swinging the chainsaw, it catches my shirt and rips the shirt right off my back.
And he went,
I ended up getting pulled. And I got pulled into it and ended up, I actually have a scar on my side from it. So it's, I guess that's near death.
You were a fraction of a second away from death.
Exactly.
What a metal way to go.
Not even a full second.
What a metal way to go, though.
That is the most.
You know? Like, that's what I was thinking.
You'd be a legend right now.
Dude, you would him walk to a chainsaw.
That final scream.
Right.
Cool recording. It's like,
yeah, that would have sucked.
Oh, I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah, that's my near-death experience, guys.
That's one hell of a
story. I actually waited to tell you.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Thanks for waiting so long.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys, man. You're awesome. I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Thank you. Hold on. Justin, did you find this alcohol?
Alcohol cost.
I found Anti Sobrio live at the Hard Metal Fest 2022.
Yeah, nope. That's it's spelled alcoholic, like alcoholic, and then AUST.
Okay, we'll find it. And
all right, guys.
All right, thank you.
So I go to his day job now as a surgeon.